After a day of planting melons in the sun, Azaray of College City Growers and Susanna Dennison of Dennison Farm sat down to chat about the role of farm succession planning in sustaining farm life.
Hi, my name is Susanna Dennison, and my family runs Dennison Farm in Scaghtikoke, New York. And for the last 3 years now, I've been directing a FarmLink program in Western North Carolina, and Azaray wanted to talk to me about FarmLink programs today.
Yep. So do you want to go ahead and elaborate on FarmLink? Because I have a vague understanding, but just assuming that everyone listening knows nothing, what is FarmLink all about?
Yeah. So the way I describe it best is that FarmLink programs are addressing two issues in American agriculture today, namely farmland access and farmland preservation. And what we're doing is, well, what I was doing in North Carolina was maintaining databases of farm seekers and farmland listings. So with different tenure options, so anything from like work trade to short term or long term lease to own to standard sale. So it really runs the gamut on who lists themselves as a farm seeker or their property. And then it's just a matching database that is trying to help both the issues of farmland access and farmland preservation. However, my job was to come in and be that middle person, to be that go-between, to help, and with my background in agriculture, kind of help guide the conversation and the land tenure negotiation process, you know, whether that be lease negotiations, whether we need to find owner financing for the land sale, or even if it's production or marketing questions as well. Just, you know, I was there as a facilitator and consultant.
Was there a specific incident or experience that sparked your interest or inspired you to go down that route?
Yeah, it's funny where we end up doing what we're doing. I was working on a variety of farms in Western North Carolina, and this job became open, and I applied primarily because of my kind of land base and farm knowledge in the region, in that region of Southern Appalachia, since I'd been working in ag and on farms there for several years prior. So that, it just sort of was I'd been farming, and then I became a farm support professional.
What took you? So the job took you to North Carolina. That's where you relocated.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any experience in that sort of work previously, or was that your sort of getting your feet wet?
Yeah, no. I mean, my work in my adult life has been primarily off the farm, so it's pretty strange, or I guess coming full circle, to come back around and be working in agriculture but just not as a producer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty great now.
Nice. So are you, as you know, now that you're back here at Dennison Farm, at least temporarily, are you able to help your own family in their sort of succession planning, is it useful to that
yeah, so
context?
And that's one reason I'm back right now, because this farm is definitely moving into a succession planning stage, which I would argue every farmer, every producer should be doing at any stage, primarily because I work with young beginning farmers, and I always ask them for an exit plan as well.
So would you say you work more with young farmers or elder farmers who are looking to plan the futures for their farms?
Both, definitely both. I think a lot of FarmLink programs around the country are catered more towards new and beginning farmers, but in my experience, at least half of kind of the farm seeker clients I work with are just experienced farmers looking to expand their operation. So, you know, the USDA's definition is a beginning farmer has less than 10 years of experience. So I'm working with several non-beginning farmers as well. And on the flip side of that, I work a lot with hiring farmers.
Okay.
That are using FarmLink as part of their succession planning for their farm, especially if they want it to remain a farm, and they don't have heirs that want to be farm successors. So they can list their farm as a working, viable farm, and then I can help match them up with potential successors that are non-heir. And so it's, I like that FarmLink is another option for the retiring farm businesses in Western North Carolina, where I was working. And that I see as a crucial component to farmland preservation, because if we want to see farms remain in farming, they have to have a plan in order to do that, because farmers aren't immortal. And, you know, and with that said, though, even when I'm working with new and beginning farmers, I ask them what is their succession plan, what is their exit plan, because the reality is a good many of them will not be farming for the rest of their career. You know, there's year three or year five, there's a lot of folks that are leaving the farming profession. So I would argue that they need to be planning for that potential, even if they're in their 20s or 30s, be thinking about it already, even if, you know, when they're thinking this is something you do in your 50s or 60s maybe. But I would argue let's do it even younger, because there is a potential that you won't be farming for as long as you anticipated. And even if you are, it's really good to always have that plan, or at least the start of it.
So what does the process look like? You're saying you interview people when they first come in, and how long does that sort of dialogue last between you and the interested party?
So it's a lengthy process, and one of the challenges with FarmLink programs is, you know, a lot of them are grant funded. They're grant money based, and the work that they're wanting to do is long term. It has long term directives, and it can't usually be the goals or criteria cannot be met in a typical grant cycle. So I strongly encourage finding other means, whether, state funding, extension, endowments, whatever it might be, that can provide real permanent funding, because this work is ongoing, because it's either the creation and sustainability of a farm business, which does not happen overnight, at least 10 years, 5 to 10 years before you're probably in the clear. And then simultaneously for, retiring farmers, this has been their life's work, and this is not an overnight fix. So, and if their son or daughter or some heir was going to inherit the land, there's a good chance that they were working with the retiring farmer for many years. So this is a multi-year process, and so that's the first thing I tell anyone that comes to work with FarmLink, that this is, you might need to double the time that you allotted yourself to find a farm or find a successor, because it's life. These are big life kind of choices and opportunities that take time.
So how do they find you or connect with you? Does the cooperative extension point them in your direction? Or,
I mean, it's our strength and our weakness that we are web-based, and where I was working and living in Southern Appalachia, internet is, you're not going to see that in the mountains. It's really, the internet literacy is not there. And, the internet access is not always there. It would be satellite internet often in like small remote kind of mountain communities, and they can't afford that, so there was a lot of internet scarcity. So that with that said, FarmLink programs, where what I see across the country, they are primarily they're online databases that you submit an application online, but that is inherently at a disadvantage to a whole population, especially the older demographic of farmers that might not have reliable internet, might not know how to use it effectively. And then so I do a lot of filling out applications online for that older generation, so we don't miss them, so they don't fall through the cracks. So it is primarily online, and of course there's the strengths and the ease and efficiency of that, but we have to realize an important demographic that we're working with may not have that internet access readily available.
Do you have any recommendations for people in New York State? Does FarmLink exist here?
Yeah.
Can you just tell us more about how we could
So if you're looking for farmland, or if you want to list your farm, in, again, that variety of tenure options from like work trade to lease to own, sale, there is the Hudson Valley Farmland Finder. And that, you know, the Hudson Valley is its geographic region. Tim Bellow is the coordinator for that program. I would strongly recommend getting in touch with him if you're looking for land or looking to list your farmland here in the Hudson Valley. And also maybe give a shout out to the National Young Farmers Coalition, because they do a lot of state-by-state land listing, and they do a lot of farmland access work and campaigns right now, so they might be another good resource to look into.
Cool. All right. I think we've reached a stopping point. Thanks so much for taking time out of your hot day in the greenhouse.
Thanks, Azaray.
That was Azaray and Susanna Dennison discussing how FarmLink programs help farmers, young and old, plan for their futures. To hear more sustainability stories like this one, be sure to tune in every Wednesday at the Collar City Growers Team Venture Out and converse with others about how we can live mindful lives for the benefit of ourselves and our successors.